This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a fascinating physician leader. We're talking today to Dr. Brad Archer. Brad's the Chief Medical Officer of Monument Health. He's also, in addition to being a CMO, thinks a lot about burnout and other subjects, and also went back and did a master's at Dartmouth. And I want to talk to him about sort of what motivated him to do so, the role of CMO, and a lot more. Dr. Archer, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and also tell us a little bit about the Monument Health System?
Well, thanks. Brad Archer. I'm the Chief Medical Officer at Monument Health in Rapid City, South Dakota. I trained as a pharmacist and then medical school with a residency in internal medicine. I started practicing general internal medicine, and probably every young physician has that moment of realization regarding how difficult the system can be to navigate, you know, especially for our most vulnerable patients. And that frustration really created a desire on my part to participate in change and improve our approach to healthcare. And I think I was just fortunate, really, to be starting my practice at a time of recognition of some of these quality shortcomings. The publication of Crossing the Quality Chasm was very timely and influential. And so this time of transition in healthcare provided opportunities that appealed to me. And I was involved in starting a hospitalist program and then palliative care, and more effectively linking home care services to hospitals and clinics. And all these efforts kind of fit nicely with the move towards value-based care that followed, and the opportunity to participate in the CMS Pioneer ACO, where I was introduced to Elliot Fisher at Dartmouth. And that's where the master's in healthcare delivery science started shortly after that, and was an amazing experience that really helped me put a structure around the work that I was engaged in.
Thank you. And take a moment on that. What was it like going back to do a master's in healthcare delivery sciences? What did you learn? What was inspiring? Just talk about that a little bit, because it one of the ways that people, you've had a couple different careers, which is one of the great ways that people avoid burnout. It's so easy for most of us to get stuck in one career our whole life, and that's a prescription for burnout. You've pivoted from pharmacy to this, and then went back and got further education. Talk about both what you learned, was it inspiring, and how helpful was it to keeping you fresh and excited?
I think the curriculum was set up to be a great combination of specific business education from the Tuck School there. And so there was specific education around organizational science, which just turned out to be immensely valuable in terms of structuring physician networks. And I think in addition was just the cohorting as well that comes along with that. Again, a time of vibrant change in healthcare, a lot of focus on the Affordable Care Act at that time and ACOs and the coming of value-based care, which we're still experiencing today. And so it was just a very exciting group of people to be around and to have the guidance from the business school there and the public health influence there from the Dartmouth Institute was remarkable.
And what were the cohorts like? Were the cohorts, were your peers, other physicians, other health system leaders, people from public health? What was the mix of cohorts in the curriculum, in the class, in the group you were with?
All of the above. Yeah, it was, there were a few of us that were physician executives, there were practicing physicians, there were public health officials, FDA, you know, government officials there that were in the class, as well as members from the insurance industry. And so it was a great mix to discuss some of the problems that we face today.
When you see the people in the insurance industry, were they smarter, dumber? Were they darker? Were they lighter? No, I'm just kidding. Was there that natural rivalry between the provider side and the insurance side, or was it more collaborative? And were they not as evil as you thought they might be?
Well, I had a good fortune to have lots of exposure to insurance executives in the prior to that. So I already knew they weren't inherently evil. And again, I think a good opportunity to share perspectives, to probably explore the realities of how our healthcare system has evolved and where we're at today and how we can best change going forward.
Now, were the brightest people from the provider side brighter or less bright than the brightest people from the insurance side?
I'll defer that question. I think I think in terms of again the ability to know our positions, that's hard to do, right? It's hard to know exactly what it's like to be on the clinical front lines or to be in the OR unless you are a physician and have done that. I think it's also hard to be on the side of insurance and try to navigate risk profiles across groups of patients and to make predictive analyses based on that information. So I think very, very different skill sets and very different sets of training that go into that.
100%. Take a moment on the role of chief medical officer. What advice or thoughts would you give to somebody who's an emerging CMO? And any thoughts or advice you'd give to somebody?
Yeah, I think, as we're seeing some shift in, and along with the shift in focus to value, physician engagement becomes more critical, and the CMO role, becoming more strategic and operational and shifting away a bit from that traditional focus on medical staff quality and regulatory compliance, although those things certainly remain important. But I think my advice would be to, support a consistent, transparent physician governance. I feel like a lot of what I do is air traffic control to make sure that things go to the right governance parts of the organization in order to get appropriate review, advice, and buy-in. I would say then integrate that physician governance into your system's organizational structure. If it's not a fully integrated model as such, you need to really put effort into building regular cross-communication and group decision-making. And then finally, maintain the focus on the needs of the patient. It's easy to get caught up in these regulatory, financial, and operational details of running a system and maintaining medical practices and lose sight of why we're here.
Fantastic. And you're having this magnificent career that you're thriving and self-actualizing. Talk about 2022. What are you most focused on and excited about coming into this new year?
Yeah, I think getting our physician network ready to move into value-based care. We've put a lot of effort into the sort of the fundamental aspects of group dynamics and organizational structure, and we're really ready for that now. There's some, looks like some additional moves from CMS coming out that may prompt a need to do that as well. Certainly getting a lot of interest from payers as well as from local employers for us to move into that space. And we've had little exposure to this so far where I'm at now, so it's a new concept. But we also have the advantage now of several years of experience to learn from, a very strong triadic leadership structure in place. And so I'm confident that we'll move quickly.
One last question. You're near Mount Rushmore, I believe.
I look right out my window at it, yes.
Who is the next president that should be added to Mount Rushmore? Any thoughts there?
Well, again, I think I'll defer on that. I think they're out of rock space, really. I don't know that there's room. The way they positioned the presidents, they're sort of the end cap presidents are sort of facing inward a bit. So I think it might be challenging to get another face on there.
So remind us, Washington, Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, who are the four that are up there?
Yeah. So Washington's on the very end. You can see his nose. And then, and then we've got Jefferson, Lincoln, and Roosevelt. Roosevelt and Lincoln. Lincoln's on the end.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. And just a beautifully politically handled question, as to say we're out of space, I'm not making a choice. Brilliantly done. In any event, Dr. Archer, a complete pleasure to visit with you today. Thank you for your time, and thank you for indulging me as I'm having a harder time maintaining a total serious tact today. Thank you so much for joining us. Just a pleasure.
You bet. Thanks for your time.